今天我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的就是与主面对面。
Today I'd like to fellowship with those about being face to face with the Lord.
我们知道在圣经里面常常提到许多的名词。
We know that in the Bible there are many terms that are mentioned.
虽然这些名词不同，但意义非常相近。
Although the terms are different, the meanings are very similar.
譬如说我们常听到住在主里面
For example, abide in Christ.
进入至圣所
Enter into holy of holies.
来到神面前
Come before God.
进入幔内
Within the veil.
或者说住在至高者的隐秘处
Or dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
这些名词我们常常听见但它的意义却是差不多。
These terms are terms that we hear often, but the meanings are pretty similar.
就是要我们来亲近主，与他面对面。
They tell us to
亲近主 draw near to
draw near to the Lord and
face to face with
him. Become face to face with the Lord.
在历代的圣徒里面，他们在这个亲近主的功课上面，给我们有很好的榜样。
In past generations, many saints set good examples for us as to how to draw near to the Lord.
他们也给我们留下许多的方法，怎么样来亲近主。
And they give us
many methods. 给我们许多方法 methods.
They give us many methods as to how we can come or draw near to the Lord.
对我们也很有帮助。
And this helps us greatly.
因为这个功课，亲近主这个功课呢。是非常重要也是非常基本的功课
Because this is a very important lesson for us to learn.
因为如果我们都知道读圣经很重要
We understand that reading the Bible is very important.
但如果读圣经不能够让我们更亲近主那我们可能变成像法利赛人
But if reading the Bible does not allow us to draw near to the Lord then we will become like the Pharisees.
我们可能有很多圣经的知识但我们不认识主
We may have much biblical knowledge, but we do not understand God.
我们知道祷告很重要。
We understand that prayer is very important.
祷告是让我们来亲近主。
And prayer is what helps us draw near to God.
要不然我们就像法利赛人的祷告，你知道他嘴唇亲近主，心是远离。
So we may become like Pharisees, where we only speak the words with our lips, but we don't mean it within our hearts.
但是我们从以前的圣徒来学亲近主的时候，我们常常会碰到一个瓶颈。
But oftentimes when we use these methods that the saints have set before us, we come to a bottleneck.
常常没有办法突破。
And it is very difficult to break through this bottleneck.
因为经历是有限的。
Because experience has limits.
但是呢，神的话是无限的。
But God's word has no limits.
所以我们要从圣经里面来看，怎么样来亲近主，与主面对面。
So we must learn from the Bible how to draw near to the Lord.
希伯来书第十章十九节。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
希伯来书第十章十九节这里提到，十九节跟二十节提到，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他。给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
我们知道以前你要进入圣所之前，你首先是来到了外院。
We understand that in the past, in order to come before the Lord, we must enter into the outer court.
在外院呢，有一个祭坛。
And in this outer court, there is an altar.
所有神的百姓都可以来到祭坛前面来献祭。
All of God's people can come before this altar and make a sacrifice.
这是我们每一个的权利。
This is our right.
但是只有祭司。有权利进入更深一层，进入圣所。
But only the priest can enter one more level in, which is the sanctuary.
但他进入之前呢，在圣所前面有一个洗濯盆。
But before he enters into the sanctuary, there is a laver.
你进入圣所服侍，或者在祭坛前面服侍呢，你先要洗手洗脚。
In order to serve before
the sanctuary
and to serve before the altar, you must wash your feet and your hands with this laver.
所以祭司如果没有先洗手洗脚了，他要被击杀的，要死掉的。
If a priest did not wash his hands and feet in this laver, he will die.
进入圣所以后，我们知道里面首先有在右边有一个橙色饼的桌子。
Upon entering into the sanctuary, there is a table of showbread.
然后左边呢有金灯台。
And there is a golden lampstand.
然后前面呢有那个金香炉。
Before you, there is a golden censer.
所以祭司呢就在这里面服侍神。
So the priests remain in the sanctuary to serve the Lord.
他们已经与神非常接近了。
And they are already considered very close to the Lord.
但是呢，圣所跟至圣所中间还有一层幔子。
But within the sanctuary and the holy of holies, there is a veil.
没有人可以进入里面。
No one may enter past the veil.
因为里面就是神的同在，神的荣耀。
Because that is where God's presence is.
所以只有大祭司一年一次，可以进去。
So only the high priest may enter once a year.
而且要带着血，带着香，进去祷告以后就很快就要出来的。
And he must bring with him blood and incense, and he must go in quickly and come out quickly.
而且祭司大祭司进去的时候，他的袍子下面都有铃铛，会发出响声的。
And below the robes of this high priest, there are many bells that make noise.
因为如果他进去的话呢，如果他有什么不对的话呢，他当场就死在里面的。
Because upon entering into the holy of holies, if there's something wrong with this high priest, he will be killed.
所以每一次每一年他有一次可以进入，百姓都在外面等着。
So only once a year may the high priest enter while the people wait outside.
如果他没有出来，那他们的罪就没有把他洗净了。
If the high priest cannot come back out, then their sins are not cleansed.
所以进入至圣所是非常令人可怕敬畏的事情。
So entering upon into the holy of holies is something to be feared.
但这里希伯来书第十章第十九节告诉我们呢，现在我们可以大胆的、坦然的进入至圣所。
But here in Hebrews 10 verse 19, it says that we now can enter boldly into the holiest.
那是借着耶稣的血。
And it's through the blood of Christ.
因为原来圣所的幔子是主耶稣的身体的预表。
Because the veil that is within the holy of holies.It's a representation of the body of Jesus Christ.
所以当主在十字架上断气的时候，他喊成了。
So when Jesus died on the cross for us, he had yelled, "It is finished."
殿里的幔子从上到下就裂为两半。
And the veil within the temple rips in half from top to bottom.
就给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And this provides us a new and living way.
以前他好像是那个幔子。
Before he was like that veil.
一方面他是向着神，他可以跟神面对面。
On the one hand, he faces God and he is face to face with God.
但另一面呢，那个幔子是向着我们的。
But on the other hand, the veil faces us.
因为他是这样的公义和圣洁。
Because he is righteous and holy.
所以他就定了我们的罪。
And he can condemn our sin.
因为在幔子上面绣着基路伯。
Because on the veil is
cherubim.你记得当人犯罪以后，神就在那伊甸园外面就立了一个，就有基路伯挡住人不能进来的。
When we had sinned outside the Garden of Eden, there were two cherubim that protected the garden.
对，所以那个路是没有路进到至圣所的。
So there's no way into the holy holies.
但是当他在十字架上为我们受死的时候，他给我们开一条又新又活的路。
But when Jesus died on the cross for us, he had opened a new and living way for us.
所以这里讲到的是一条新的路。
And this is a new way.
因为在旧约没有路可以进到至圣所的。
Because in the Old Testament there was no way.
所以今天我们在新约，我们每一个人都可以进入。
So today in the New Testament, every one of us now has a way.
但是很多时候我们信主很多年，我们发觉我们觉得我们没有路。
But oftentimes, after we have believed for many years, we feel as if we have no way.
但这里就是这条路。 这里不仅是一条新的路，它又是一条活的路，换句话说，它是满了生命的路。
So this is not only a new way, but it's a living way, which is filled with life.
那很多时候我们说我们好像没有活不出那个生命来。
Many times we feel that we cannot live out this life.
那这一条路告诉你怎么得丰盛生命的路。
But this way tells us how to live a full life.
而且你若读下去，你看二十一节，他说又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
In verse 21 it says, and having a high priest over the house of God.
换句话说，主不仅进入了至圣所，他还留在那个地方。
In other words, Jesus not only entered into the holy holies, but he had remained there.
以前大祭司进去了，还赶快出来的。
Before the high priest can only enter quickly and leave quickly.
但现在呢，他不但进入，他还留在那里，成为我们的大祭司。
But now, not only has he entered, but he has remained there. Therefore, he is now our high priest.
天天为我们代求。
And he prays for us daily.
所以在希伯来书第七章二十五节有一段非常重要的话，我们一定要背下来的。
So in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, there is some very important words that we must memorize.
凡靠着他，就是靠着主。凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底，因他是长远活着为我们代求。
Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them.
如果你一直看自己，你要靠自己，你觉得你永远没有办法达到。
If you look to yourself and you rely on yourself, this is a goal you will never accomplish.
但是如果你靠着他进到神面前，他能够拯救你到底。
But if you rely on him and you go towards him, then he will save you to the uttermost.
希伯来书十章二十二节，他继续讲，他讲到两件事情。他说，我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, it also tells us, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
我们的天良的亏欠洒去，就说出了什么呢？我们现在有一个称义的地位，然后身体用清水洗净了，这说出我们有一个成圣的地位。
Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience tells us that we are justified, and our bodies washed with pure water tells us that.We are sanctified.
你看，如果我们现在有了这两个地位，那现在神叫我们怎么做呢？他说你要存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
And once we have these two positions, he tells us to draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith.
这里提到诚心就是真心。
Here it says a true heart.
意思就是说呢，我们真的有渴慕，真的有需要来进到神面前。
So that we truly thirst and we truly need to come before God.
那不是说我可以进去也好，我不进去也无所谓，那不是真心。
For us to have a true heart doesn't mean that we can say we can come before God or we cannot come before God.
而是我们真的有这样的心，有这个渴慕，我们要来到神面前。
But that we truly have this heart to draw near to Him.
这里还提到充足的信心。
It also mentions the full assurance of faith.
那很多时候我们亲近主，我们需要借着比如说一些音乐、一些灯光这些来带领我们进去。
Many times when we draw near to God, we need to be inspired by music or lighting.
这些都是方法。
These are all methods.
但神看我们的心。
But God looks at our heart.
充足的信心就说出了怎么样？我们不是靠感觉。
The full assurance of faith means that we do not rely on our feelings.
也不是看环境。
And that we do not look at our environment.
而是凭着信心就来到神的面前。
But that we come before him with faith.
因为二十三节告诉我们，他说也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
In verse 23 it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
因为你看，是他信实，不是我们信实。
It is because he is faithful, not that we are faithful.
因为如果是靠着我们，你看我们常常失信。
Because if we are to rely on ourselves, we are not faithful.
但是他是信实的。
But he is faithful.
二十四节又说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
In verse 24, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
所以我们需要就彼此来劝勉。
So that we must persuade one another.
二十五节告诉我们，他说你不要停止聚会，好像那里停止惯了，倒要彼此劝勉。
In verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the matter of some.
这里特别 提到就是不可停止，在原文是说不可停止我们这样的聚会。
In the original text it says that we shall not forsake the assembling of ourselves.
意思就是说呢，不要停止这种用心灵跟诚实敬拜的这种聚会。
We must stop the,
不要停止这种用心灵跟诚实敬拜。
We must not stop the,
worship.
True worship and
from the spirit of it.
Experience.
对这样的聚会，因为当时他们有一个逼迫，逼着他们想要回到原来犹太教那种传统的这种教条式的这种聚会。
Because at that time, Christians were persecuted and were considering turning back to Judaism.
对，因为那日子临近，就更当如此，就是主快要回来了。
And so much.The more as you see the day approaching.
所以今天我们都有这个地位，我们可以来到神面前。
So today we all have this position to come before God.
我们都可以进入至圣所。
And then we can all enter into the sanctuary.
但最重要就是这个心。
And the most important thing is our heart.
需要有诚心、充足的信心。
We must have a true heart and full assurance of faith.
那当我们来到神面前的时候，我们特别要看三个点。
So when we come before the Lord, there are three points.That we must look at.
第一个我们要看到的就是说呢，我们必须要行在光中。
The first one is that we must walk in the light.
你记得在约翰一书第一章里面特别提到。
In First John chapter one, it mentions.
第五节他说：“神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。”
Verse five, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all.
而且第七节也讲到，他说。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
In verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin.
所以这里特别提到，在光中行，要行在光中。
So here it specifically mentions that we must walk in the light.
那什么是光呢？
So what is light?
这边特别提到神就是光。
Here it mentions that God is light.
你知道主耶稣在约翰福音十二章，第八章十二节特别提到一句话。
In John chapter 8 verse 12, he specifically mentions.
他说：“我就是世上的光，凡跟从我的，就不在黑暗里行，必要得着这生命的光。”
He says, "I am the light of the world." He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
所以这里提到的光是什么？是生命的光。
So the light mentioned here is the light of life.
那主耶稣在约翰福音第一章第四节提到，他说：“生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。”
In John chapter 1 verse 4 it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men."
所以怎么样来到神面前啊，有一个很重要的点，就是说我们必须是行在光中。
So how do we come before the Lord? The main point is that we must walk in the light.
就是我们里面有主的生命，这个生命的光呢，它会引导我们的。
We have the light of God within us, and this light will lead us.
所以不是在外面的这些事情，乃是我们里面那个生命的光。
So it is not within our outer environment, but it is within this inner light.
所以如果是在这样子的光中行呢，你就跟神彼此相交。
And if we walk in this light, then we can communicate with God.
这样子的在光中行呢，让我们认识神是怎样的一位神。
And walking in this light will allow us to know the character of God.
就神的性情是什么样的一个性情
？What his temperament is.
对，而且借着在这样的光中行呢，我们可以看见我们的本相。
And within this light, we can also see what we are by nature.
而且呢，我们会看见什么？我们里面的罪跟我们的不义。
And we will see our sin and unrighteousness.
所以他马上就提到主耶稣的血就能够洗净我们。
So then it says after that, the blood of Christ can cleanse us.
所以到了约翰一书。第一章第九节他说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的， 必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以你看见，如果我们从我们在这个生命的光中来行呢，我们可以跟神交通的。
So that we see that if we walk in this light, then we can communicate with God.
我们能认识神是怎么样的神。
But we can know what kind of God God is.
我们可以看见我们是什么样的本相。
And we can see what our true nature is.
然后他的血就洗净了。
And then His blood will cleanse us of our sins.
我们晓得我们里面的光、啊、跟神是光那个光是同一种光。
We understand that the light within us is the same as the light that is within God.
它是同一种的性质。
It has the same character.
虽然亮度不同。
Although the brightness is different.
你知道神的光就好像太阳光一样，那么亮。
God's light is like the sun. It's very bright.
那我们的光可能像蜡烛，一根蜡烛这么一点点的光。
But our light might be like a candle which only illuminates a little bit.
虽然亮度不同，但是光的性质是一样的。
Although the brightness is different,
the
quality of light is the same.
因为性质一样，所以可以相交，可以交通。
And since the quality of light is the same, it allows us to communicate with Him.
但当我们的罪跟不义洗净了以后
，But when our sin and unrighteousness is cleansed.
你看，我们一根蜡烛的光呢，就变亮了，变成两根蜡烛的光。
It becomes like two candles which, that are lit together.
所以你看见，就是说，我们的生命就慢慢长大。
So then our lives can grow.
所以，如果我们说我们亲近主，我们不在光中呢，我们生命不会长大。
So if we say that we draw near to the Lord and we do not walk in the light, then our lives cannot grow.
而且我们因着在光中行呢，我们就能够活出那个公义的生活。所以你看见了，在光中行带下的是公义的生活。
So walking in the light brings us a life of righteousness.
这是第一点，是行在光中。
This is the first point.
第二点呢，是讲到住在主里面。
The second point is to abide in the Lord.
我们晓得约翰福音十五章。第五节是很重要的一段话。
In John chapter 15, verse 5,
这里有个
some very important words.
他说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常住在我里面的，我也常住在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
Chapter 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, but without me you can do nothing.
特别注意到他说我就主说我是葡萄树你们是枝子。
Please notice here that he says that he is the vine and that we are the branches.
这里不是说叫我们去做枝子。
It doesn't tell us here to become branches.
我们的地位是是，我们不是去做。
Our position is not to, to become, but to be.
所以不需要你去努力。
So it does not take effort on our part.
我们的责任是什么呢？你留在那边就好，你到出来，你留在那边就好。
Our responsibility is merely to stay.
所以一方面你知道是做，你知道一方面是是。
On one hand, it's to work. On the other hand, is that you are.
你知道所有的宗教，包括基督教在内，所有的宗教都叫我们去做。
In all religion, it tells us to work.
但是我们的主告诉我们，一切都成了。
But our God tells us that everything is finished.
不是你去努力去做枝子。
And it is not that we need to work hard to become a branch.
而是你本来就是他的枝子。
It's because we are already a branch.
所以我们的责任就是你要常常住在里面，你不要跑出来了。
So our responsibility is that we must constantly live within and not come out.
那结果呢？就是它就多结果子。
And the conclusion is that we will bear much fruit.
你知道结果子，你不需要去努力的。
To bear fruit doesn't take effort.
你没有看见树在里面努力要结出果子来。
You don't see a tree struggling to bear fruit.
它生命成熟的时候，自然就结出果子来。
Once its life is
mature,
it will naturally bear fruit.
工作才要叫我们去努力。
Work allows tells us to put effort.
所以加拉太书第五章那边有特别提到圣灵的果子。
In Galatians chapter 5, it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不需要努力把那个爱给活出来，不需要。
So brothers and sisters, we do not need to put much effort into
生出爱来。
Into loving.
你只要常常住在主里面，很自然的就有这样的光景。
We must constantly abide in the Lord, and we will come upon this love.
所以你看见接下来他又讲到十五章第八节，讲到你们多结果子怎么样？我父就因此得荣耀，你们就是我的门徒了。
In John 15 verse 8 it says, "By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples."
弟兄姊妹，工作不一定可以荣耀主。
Brothers and sisters, work may not glorify God.
有人可以传道、赶鬼、行义人，主说我不认识你们。
Many can preach the gospel, cast out demons, and
do miracles.
And perform miracles, but they may not bring glory to God.
但是呢，结果子可以荣耀神。
But bearing fruit brings glory to God.
所以你看见。常常住在主里面，自然的就能够结果子来荣耀神。
So we see that constantly abiding in the Lord brings glory to our Father.
你努力在那边工作还不一定有效果。
Putting a lot of effort into work may not have this outcome.
而且给我们看见一个常常亲近主、住在主里面的人呢，不是光你自己享受就好。
And not only that, we see that one that, that draws near to the Lord constantly, not only has,
你自己的享受,
has our own pleasure.
对。更重要的是让主得到享受，让父得到荣耀。
More so, it brings his pleasure to God and it brings him glory.
那住在主里面还有呢，在十五章第七节也讲到。他住在你们若藏在我里面呢，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
In John chapter 15 verse 7 it says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you."
你看，因着有主的话在他里面，他知道怎么祷告。
So when the Lord, when God's words abide in you, you will know what to pray for.
你看，你能按着神的心意祷告。
And you can pray according to God's heart.
所以当我们在为人代祷的时候呢，还不是以人的需要 为主要的，而是以神的旨意为主要的。
So that when we pray for others, we are not only praying for their physical need, but we are praying for what God seeks within His heart.
而且呢，你当你这样祷告的时候，你看他说，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
And when you can pray to that when you can pray like this,
凡你们祈求，他就给你们成就。
What you desire shall be done for you.
所以你看见呢，现在甚至我们的服事，乃是按着神的话、神的心意来服事。
So now we can serve according to God's word.
而不按照世界的方法。
And not of the world.
这带下来是什么结果
？What conclusion is comes of this?
这就是成圣、圣洁、holy。
This is holiness.
因为罪的对面是公义。
Because the opposite of sin is righteousness.
世界的对面呢是圣洁。
And the opposite of the world is holiness.
所以当你这样服事的时候，你不是按照世界的方法，而是按照神的旨意。
So when you serve, you are not using the ways of the world, but that you are using the ways of God.
这是圣洁。
This is holiness.
所以你看见行在光中带下来的是公义的生活。
So you see that when you walk in the light, it brings a life of holiness.
Righteousness.
Of righteousness.
但是如果你住在主里面，带下来的结果是圣洁的生活。
And if you abide in the Lord, the outcome is that you will have the life of holiness.
对。不仅如此，约翰一书第四章十六节也告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16,
他说神就是爱，住在爱你的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
你看这里讲到了爱。
Here it speaks of love.
你知道，爱使人不想分开。
Love makes it so that we don't want to separate.
爱使人喜欢一直住在一起。
Love makes us want to live together.
你看，我们常常说我们不能够住在主里面，因为我们不爱。
We often say that we cannot live with God because we have no love.
如果你真的爱的话，你根本舍不得离开的。
If you truly love, then you cannot separate.
所以，住在爱你，就是住在神里。
So to live in love is to live in Christ.
住在神里 ，in God.
In God.
神也住在他里面。
And God will live in you.
你知道诗篇九十一篇第一节我们很熟悉的话。
In Psalm 91 verse 1, we know this verse very well.
一起来背，住在至高者的隐秘处，就必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
所以住在主里面呢，就在他的保护底下。
To abide in God is to live under His protection.
住在主里面呢，就是在他的供应底下。
And to abide in God is to experience how He provides for us.
对，而且住在主里面呢，我们可以成为一个完全人，长大。
And to abide in God, we can mature into a perfect man.
所以你看见这个第二点，住在主里面非常的重要。
So the second point, to abide in the Lord is very important.
那第三点就特别讲到，就是要怎么样活在神的面前。
And the third point is how we live before God.
所以你看见行在光中 ，walking the
light. So you see when we walk in the light.
我们住在主里。
And we abide in the Lord.
我们还要活在神面前。
We must also live before the Lord.
哥林多后书三章十八节我们都很熟。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
他说：“我们众人既然敞着脸。”得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以你看见在这里呢，是面对面来见主。
So here we see that we come.Before God, face to face.
然后就变成了主的形状。
And we will become like His image.
然后荣上加荣。
With glory upon glory.
而且这不是我们做的，你看，我们只是说与他面对面，但是圣灵，他说，如同从主的灵，圣灵就把那个荣耀加在你上面。
And this is not something that we've done on our own, but something that the Spirit has done within us.
所以这里是讲到什么？讲到荣耀。
So here it speaks of glory.
所以你记得，行在光中带下来是公义的生活。
So we see that walking in the light brings us
righteousness. 啊，对，住在主里呢是讲到成圣。
Abiding in the Lord brings us holiness.
对，然后活在神面前呢是带下的是荣耀。
And living before God brings us glory.
这是神住在我们身上的目的。
And this is the purpose that God has put in our lives.
称义、成圣、得荣耀。So justification,
sanctification, glorification.
对。但这里有个条件，就是三章十六节讲的，但他们的心几时转向主，怕不就几时出去。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 3:16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
今天我们不能够经历到与主面对面呢，常常是我们的心出了问题。
Oftentimes, when we cannot come face to face with the Lord, there is a problem with our hearts.
我们不能够敞着脸来见主的荣光。
We cannot come before God with an unveiled face.
因为心出了问题。
Because there is something wrong with our heart.
所以马太福音五章第八节我们都记得啊，清心的人有福了，就那个纯洁的心有福了，他们必得见神，与神面对面。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
你看一个清洁的心，就说在主之外他没有偶像，没有任何他所喜欢，单单向着主的人呢，他能够面对面看见神。
Those that are pure in heart can come face to face with God.
而且我们都记得历代志下十六章九节也讲了。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9,
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要选大人帮助谁呢？全心，他原文是全心向着他的人。
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
所以如果我们的心是完全的、啊、不是一半的心，是全心向着主的话，主在我们身上有很大的能力要工作的。
So if we have a whole heart and not half a heart, this whole heart can allow God to do great works through us.
最大的工作就是把我们带进荣耀里面。
And the greatest work is to bring us into glory.
所以新约告诉我你要怎么样爱呢？你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意来爱主你的神。
So how do we love?
With all your heart.
With all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind.
对。但是很多时候、哦、我们亲近主的时候，那虽然我们好像很安静，也不讲话，我们再来到主的面前。
Oftentimes, when we draw near to the God, when we draw near to God, we seem like we are very quiet before the Lord.
但我们里面呢，就是 chaos 一大堆的问题，思想不知道跑哪去了，对不对
？But within us, there's much chaos, and our thoughts run all over.
那是什么呢？那是我们的心没有转向主。
This just means that our hearts have not turned towards the Lord.
因为心有一个很重要的部分，就是我们的心思。
Because within our hearts is a very important factor, which is our mind.
对。所以，如果我们的心思能够转向主呢，那结果是什么？就是说，我们会常常思念上面的事，而不是思念地上的事。
If we can truly turn our minds to God, then we will only worry about what is above and not what is below.
我们常常思念圣灵，而不是思念肉体。
And that we only are concerned about the spirit and not our flesh.
我们常常会思念什么？真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，你们要常常思念。
And the things that we are concerned about are the things that are true, that are noble, that are just, that are pure and lovely, and things of good report.
对。在腓立比书二章也告诉我们，我们应该有耶稣基督的心思。
In Philippians 2, it also tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你看，我们主耶稣的心是什么？谦卑、顺服，而且一直顺服到底，死到死在十字架上。
And the mind of our Christ is humble and
obedient.
To the point where he died on the cross
for us. So you can see, our minds often don't renew.
Our minds have no
renewal.
Have not renewed, so we cannot focus on God.
In Romans 12, 章一二节告诉我们，心思的更新跟我们奉献成为活祭是有直接的关系的。
In Romans chapter 12, it tells us that renewing our mind that we can.
Something to do with.
Present our body for a living sacrifice.
对，所以你看，把我们身体献为活祭之后的结果呢，就是心思会更新。
So presenting our body as a living sacrifice allows us to renew our mind.
所以你看，从我们的心思就知道我们没有转向主。
So we know from our mind whether or not we have turned to God.
那心也包括了我们的情感。
And our hearts are also.Concern our emotions.
如果我们的情感是转向主的，
if our emotions are turned towards God,
换句话，我们只爱神所爱的，恨神所恨的。
And that we only love what God loves and hate what God hates.
当然，心思也包括了我们的意志。
This also includes our will.
不再按照自己的意思，而是按照父的意思。
And that we do things according to His will, but not our will.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们的心思、我们的情感、我们意识是这样子的话，你可以发现你的心开始转向主。
So if we can turn our
我们的心是 mind,
our mind, feeling, our emotions and
will,
our will towards God, then
我们的心就是转向主。
We have turned towards God, our hearts have turned towards God.
所以你看，这个心是何等的重要。
So you see, our hearts are very important.
但是我们讲到这里，我们就发觉我们实在很难做到，对不对？
But we see here that this is something very difficult to accomplish.
所以下面一节就是哥林多后书三章十七节就告诉我们答案了。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, this gives us our answer.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
所以圣灵在我们里面，他要做一个工作。
The spirit within us has one work.
所以你记得加太书五章十七节那边特别提到一段话。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 17, it specifically says here.
他讲到圣灵是跟我们肉体的情欲相争，那肉体跟情欲相争，他们彼此为敌，就叫我们不能做我们所愿意做的。
For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
什么叫做你就不能做你所愿意做的呢？
So what does it mean to not do the things that you wish?
你知道以前我们想要犯罪，我们想要做好事，就我们去犯罪去了。
In the past, when we want to do good deeds, we end up sinning instead.
对。但现在圣灵在我们里面呢，跟这个肉体在相争。
So now the spirit is battling our flesh within.
代下的结果呢，就是说，我们就能够不去做我们所愿意的。
And the conclusion of that is that we do not go and do what we want to do.
你知道以前我们很喜欢犯罪。
Before we loved to sin.
但现在圣灵在我们里面征战的结果呢，就叫我们不去做那些事情。
But now the spirit is within us, and after his battle with the flesh, we will not go and sin.
所以呢，带进来的结果就是说呢，我们先愿意去做圣灵引导我们去做的。
So the conclusion is that we now want to do what the spirit leads us to do.
那我们现在呢，就能够不去做肉体想要做的。
And that we can deny what the flesh wants us to do.
结果在我们里面，圣灵就有了自由。
So now the spirit has freedom within us.
我们的心就慢慢转向主。
And our hearts slowly turn towards the Lord.
我们的心思、我们的意志、我们的情感呢，就慢慢都转到主这一边。
Our mind, our will, and our emotion can now turn to God.
然后我们众人就能够敞着脸与主面对面。
And now we can come before God with an unveiled face.
荣上加荣。
Glory to glory.
这是住在主里面与主面对面的生活。
This is what it is like to live before God.
带下了什么结果呢？
And what can be concluded of this?
现在你住在至圣所里面，你就可以出来，来到了外院。
So now you can come out from within the sanctuary into the outer court.
然后你可以来到祭坛。
And you can come before the altar.
你不但有这个称义的地位。
You not only have this position of righteousness.
而且能够活出称义的生活。
You can now live the life of righteousness.
你可以来到洗濯盆。
And you can come before the laver.
本来洗濯盆给你一个成圣的地位。
And this laver gives you a position of sanctification.
现在能够活出那个圣洁的生活。
And now you can live this life of holiness.
现在你可以进入圣所来服侍。
And you can come into the sanctuary and serve.
你来到了金灯台。
And you come before
golden lamp,
the golden lampstand.
现在呢，你服侍主，不是照自己的智慧。
And you do not serve in your own knowledge.
你乃是靠着圣灵的引导来服侍。
But you serve according to the Spirit's leading.
你现在来到了陈设饼的桌子。
And you come before the table of showbread.
你不再是用自己的力量来服侍主。
And you do not use your own strength to serve.
因为陈设饼是代表基督是我们的生命。
Because the showbread represents the life of Christ within us.
现在我们可以用基督的生命来服侍。
Now we can use the life of Christ to serve.
当我们来到了金香炉。
And when we come before the golden censer.
不仅说出主是我们的大祭司。
This not only says that Jesus is now our high priest.
他为我们祷告。
That he prays for us.
而且我们可以与他同工，一同来代求。
But that we can come together and pray together.
不仅仅主在那为我们祷告，圣灵也在那里工作。
And not only does the Lord pray for us, the Spirit is also at work.
把基督的那个性格啊，坐在我们里面。
That he is taking the temperament of God and putting it within us.
那使我们越来越能够像他。
So that we can be more and more like him.
磨成神儿子的形象。
Molded into the image of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，我们来到神面前，这是何等的重要。
So brothers and sisters, you see, coming before God is very important.
带下的结果是这么荣耀。
Because the outcome is so glorious.
从称义、成圣一直进入荣耀。
From righteousness, holiness, into glory.
而且呢，当我们的服事的时候，不再是自己的努力。
And when we serve, it is now not our own strength.
而是一个生命的流露。
But a flow of life.
愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
低头一些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在感谢你，把你自己的话摆在我们的面前。主，我们实在是。珍惜这些你自己的话语，盼望这些不仅仅是一个知识，就真的成为我们里面那个生命的实际，就让我们真实能够活出主你自己的那个生命的表彰，结果子来荣耀父，主要帮助我们，让我们真实能够把我们的心转向你，让圣灵在我们里面能够自由，让圣灵能够把我们变成主的形状，荣上加荣，主好让你得荣耀，我们感谢你。祝福每一位你的儿女，听我的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。